T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil Briler here for the Castle Lane Spare Time Bowling Radio Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee. With me, the champion of last week's Barbasol PBA Players Championship, Jason Belmonte. And Jason, we're near the end of the competition here at the Fire Lake PBA Tournament of Champions, so you've had a little time for that seventh major to set in. How does it feel to get another one under the belt and start 2017 off great?
Yeah, it feels fantastic. I think probably the best part about winning that week was actually finding out that I had tied with one of my childhood heroes, Norm Duke, in the amount of majors. I saw Norm soon after winning, and he came up and he congratulated me, and he told me as well, he said, you know, now we have the same, and we took a photo together, and that's going to be a moment that I'll really cherish, because I look at Norm as one of the greatest of all time. He's, like I said, my childhood hero. And to have the same amount of majors as that guy, is it's a really powerful thing for me.
Yeah, 2016, a lot of PBA players would have taken your year. Some great TV appearances out there, a good run in Detroit at the Fall Swing, but not the year you've had previous before that when you were three-time player of the year. Was it a committed refocus for 2017, or was it just something where things are falling back into place for you?
No, I've made it pretty clear that I got in my own way through 2016. I was looking at a prize at the end of the year, which would have been a fourth player of the year in a row, which no player had done, and I put a lot of pressure on myself and a high expectation on myself to do that. And it wasn't fair, because once you take your eyes off what's in front of you and you look ahead, you stumble over what's in front of you. So my performances on TV for the entire year of 2016, all I had in my mind was, let's win the Player of the Year again. And I never had that mentality through the first 3 years that I'd won the Player of the Year. I don't know why I focused on that, but I did, and it got to me. And my performances showed it. I was more nervous. I was not executing as much. I felt like every shot was more important than any other. And that's just not how I bowl. I'm so carefree, and I bowl better when I'm just doing my thing. So when I made the show last week, that was my only goal, was to just, I had no pressure on my shoulders. EJ is our Player of the Year now, not me, and I can just focus on hitting my target and throwing the ball that I wanted to, with no expectation of down the road. And I was really, really happy with the way that I approached that TV show and my performance on that show.
Oh, and it's not just that. I mean, two majors in a row, because you made TV at the World Championship too. These longer format tournaments really seem to fall into your wheelhouse. Even this week here at the Tournament of Champions, you started with a 144 game, and you've made your way into the final 16 here. What's the focus? What do you look at when you throw that 144 game and go, guess what, it's just time to move on?
I mean, thanks for reminding me about that 144 game. Yeah, it's, these guys, it's never easy when you give them a head start, but I have a lot of self-belief, and if there are games left in the tournament, I'm always going to back myself to put together a set to cover up those bad games. So last night was another really good example. A couple of so-so games in the middle is getting, coming down to the crunch, and I said, you've still got games. You have the ability to throw some big numbers, and that's what I always believe in myself. So for me, I like knowing there are more games behind me, because it does allow me to just kind of relax and kind of build into the tournament. But I will say, starting off with a 144 is not ideal, no matter the format. So my plan from here on in is no more 144 games.
Now with that few games left in the tournament, 8 games as we talk here on Saturday morning, another thing you've been busy with, doing a lot of promotion for, is your new bowling ball that you did with Storm called the Timeless. Why don't you tell some of the fans out there what the reasoning behind getting involved with your own bowling ball was?
Yeah, it's something that, I think every bowler kind of dreams about is having a ball with a logo of theirs on it. And a couple of years ago, I brought the idea to Storm, and Bill Christman and Dave Sims were really behind the project. But I didn't want to just, you know, kind of slap a logo on the side of the ball and say that, yeah, that's cool, that's my ball. I wanted to really be involved behind the process of designing the ball. I wanted to be heavily, my decisions to be heavily influenced in the end creation of it. And Storm was so great about it. Like, everything that you see in that ball, from the colors to the logo design, to the smell, to what cover we put on the outside of the ball, all had my influence in it. And that means more to me than, you know, just, again, putting the logo on the side of the ball. So a couple of years ago, the development of the idea started, and it's been a really awesome creative process. I've seen all the behind the scenes now on how bowling balls do get made, and it's a testament, not just to Storm, but to every company out there, at how difficult the process really is. It's so chemically and physically demanding on the brains behind all the development of it. And honestly, I didn't realize how much goes into every single ball that you see on the market. So knowing that and being able to be a part of that process and to be able to use that ball to actually win my seventh major, that's something that I'll never forget, and that's something that I'm extremely proud of.
Well, we'll see if it gets you an eighth major this week here at the Fire Lake Tournament of Champions. Know you got to get to the lanes here on Saturday morning, and good luck to you, and maybe we'll see you on ESPN tomorrow.
Cheers, mate. I hope so.
That was Jason Almonte, and I'm Phil Brilo for the Castle Lane Spare Time Bowling Radio Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.